innovative.
Hey, can I ask a question?
Yes.
Why everybody missing this goddamn tooth right here? Like this motherfucker right here. What is it about that motherfucker that got stuck?
That's all them Jolly Ranchers.
Everybody, that's that motherfucker.
That's where all the jawbreakers get stuck at.
I lost mine eating some nachos. I went straight to the dentist. I said, y'all got to hurry up. They start doing other shit in my mouth.
Said, wait.
So I'm on standby for a tooth now. I don't know what the fuck to make of that shit. So I was like, I just came for a tooth. They was like, you need a deep cleaning, a root canal. Like a
report card. Well, they don't want to infect your mouth. If they pull something and all that that's floating, you might infect the whole.
Let me cross that bridge when I get to it. I want the hole. They don't go like that.
Yeah, bro.
That's too preparation.
That shit gone like a motherfucker.
Practice economy preparation.
They want to stick the needles all in my gums.
Hey, I hate that shit, bro. Like, yeah, I got a phobia for that shit, bro.
Like, you know, in the gum.
Nah. Yeah. When I was
12. I closed my eyes. Bro, I just tried to, like, not picture them doing it. It felt like a little pinch.
And then they tell you, calm down. Get the shit out of my gum.
Bro, this bitch hit me 10 times when I was 12 years old. They hit me up here 10 times, and I had to get a surgery because it was an infection.
10 shots?
Yeah.
And that was to numb it or what?
I wasn't going numb, and so he just kept shooting me. And I was like, I had good.
When I was a kid, the guy like kept on like, stop it. Like I was screaming. I just kept feeling it.
Like I was like, bro, that
nowadays,
numbing shit
insurance
don't work.
Don't even want to pay for shit like that.
I was like, just put me to sleep, bro. Like, just put me to sleep. Fuck that. When they put me to sleep that first time, I said, y'all keep doing that to me. Knock me the fuck out.
Shit, they asked me though. They was like, do you want some more? No. Hell nah. It don't hurt that bad. I don't like needles.
Y'all want
to start? Man, that's why I don't fuck with the dentist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm fucking with them.
Y'all ready?
Nah, the army. So
I'm going in.
I'm cool as Cam, the coolest motherfucker on the planet. And today I'm here with the homies, and we want to talk some shit and laugh.
Hey.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
We gonna blame it on the FaceTime.
Even via satellite. You know, he's
outside on the fucking port.
We still gonna have a little delay, but make sure you tap in with our website www.theinnovativeculture.com. While you're at it, follow us on Instagram at innovative.culture and subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/innovativeculture.
All day,
every day. Who in the building with me today?
Well, y'all know the vibe. Oh. It's your favorite high. It's only right, okay? You thought these are the guests. Thank you, Innovative Culture, for having me on Innovative Comedy. It's been like some months now. I don't even know. But anyways, you already know what's up. It's your girl, The China White. Go ahead and follow me on Instagram. All links are in the bio, always in the bio. Don't ask no questions because yesterday's price is not today's price.
That was like one of those videos of like, you think what's next, and it's like, psych, this is next. Have
you got to watch the other episode to understand what just happened.
Well, it happened like the last two or three episodes.
You got to. Because the last time, she'll just jump up there. So I'm going to let her introduce herself since I'm already.
Okay, it's a thing.
No, you know, we're on Innovative Comedy today, so I'm going to take a back seat and let Slink do his thing, Grams do their thing, because it's their show.
Well, I almost forgot you was on the show. Welcome back.
I'm back in this
bitch. It's the longest intro ever.
I'm back in this bitch.
In the flesh, off
with the missing tooth, waiting on the dentist.
He made a wrong turn and just never found it after.
You know what? Because they told me to take the 41. I didn't know it was supposed to be the 55. I was actually coming them times.
Ain't
nobody going into my bullshit. I never was a good liar. I just so fuck it.
Slink, what's your Instagram? Where do people follow
Stink
you?
Stink Brown, big homie Stink. They can find me, you know, Pornhub videos and shit. Once I get my tooth fixed.
What you be doing on there?
Wait, what?
What you be doing on there?
Sucking pussy through that tooth hole.
Hit that clitoris.
Make a loose end. It's all the moment today.
Yeah, you know, she goes down. How do I go?
All right, so what's up?
I'm just on
next. We gonna popcorn this today. So we gonna popcorn the intro. You gonna say you already did
Google a motherfucker.
You gonna pick who next? Who get to introduce themselves next today?
Oh shit! Eeny, meeny, miny, moes. I don't know. You went.
Hello.
There it is. Bam.
Who am I? I am she. Milk and Media, the place to be. You can follow me on Instagram at milkit_media or subscribe to my website. Join Milk and Mafia at milkitmediamarketing.com. And as always, you can use Innovative 72 when you shop. That's my shit. You know where to find me. I'm here with the guys, and I came to laugh.
The
talk
gang.
Some shit.
It's a gangbang.
Come right, on, and I'm gonna pop more to my girl Sunlit.
You feel me? What's up, y'all? It's Sunlit Motherfucking Media in the building here at 33rd Compound. Go ahead and check me out, sunlit.media. Yeah, where it's always lit. You feel me?
And last but not least, yes, sir, I am Mr. Conductor. Choo choo. Yes, sir, man. Mr. Conductor of the First Class Podcast. All right. You can find me on Instagram. That is Conductor, CONNUCTOR.
I know he was going to come with Instagram. That voice and shit.
Already, baby. Let's go.
I tried to
and
hold
definitely
it
definitely not first, but also very last is Tony. Come on, Tony. Do your drop. I forgot Tony was
What's
here,
up?
Too.
What's up? It's Mr. High and Fly, a.k.a. Tony Grahams up here. Follow me on IG at Tony Grahams TONY_GRAMS. Follow the backup page, Tony Grahams Comedy, and click the link in the bios for the websites, and you know what it is.
I don't fucking say
Tony, Tony.
Those who don't know what it is.
Feels good.
Hey, that was a hell of an intro.
Like, why is it as soon as you're done with your intro, your connection get poor?
Man, I'm that Boost Mobile.
It's like, I'm going to just let y'all know I'm here.
Come on, man. You got to get off the porch. Go in the house. You know you got to be in the house for that Wi-Fi. You know that shrimp ain't going outside.
That's
Wi-Fi going all the way across the street.
Boy, that's that T-Mobile.
He's still in Starbucks
Wi-Fi.
T-Mobile?
He's still in Starbucks. He got two bars.
You ever seen like some like really weird like Wi-Fi name that's like next door and you're like
DEA?
Yeah, that happened here at the
FBI
studio.
FBI one.
That happened
at the
studio.
DEA. Oh no, I got to go, grandma. I told my grandma I ain't coming back over here, baby girl. Every time I come to DEA here, baby, no.
DEA truck outside.
Look, goddamn, I'm going outside. I don't know where they at. I got to go.
Like 10 months. I'm trying to fix the same toilet. Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a stakeout. They trying to figure out what's going
Stink.
On.
I did not say
Stink.
Shit.
I want to know what happened.
Something
happened on your face just now, and I want answers.
I was confused.
I
didn't know what happened. So I was stuck like Tony's video.
Tony, you're going to have to get that together. Sonny,
what did you say?
What?
What did you just say?
We can start a new conversation.
That's the
why you always got to talk about old shit, Steve.
What was saying? I ain't heard that. You heard it. You heard something.
We were talking about Wi-Fi names, and I'm like, have you ever seen like a really weird Wi-Fi name pop up while you're trying to connect to like someone's Wi-Fi? You know? And he said DEA, and then I said a plumbing truck outside, you know, and the whole thing, FBI sting, you know? that's how the whole train of thought went.
That's where we got.
Yeah, that's where it started and ended.
As you were.
44.
As you motherfucking were.
That was funny.
Mm-hmm.
See, it wasn't like as funny when I went back. So I was like, hey, what's new? You feel me? Yeah.
I feel you.
You feel
that,
me?
The explanation was funny.
Yeah. I thought I heard you say toilet, but.
Something off.
Toilet.
Get us
back on.
You said you had something to talk about today, right?
Who, me?
Oh, yeah.
On my tooth? Because I went to BJ's and I had some nachos and I was eating. I was like,
You was on a date with a young coochie?
Nah, the coochie was laid in the bed already. I was sneaking back for the leftovers and trying to eat the rest of the shit, and pow, I heard a noise. I was like, wait a minute.
So did you have a cap on there? Or
no, it was
like
an actual tooth.
Oh, and the shit cracked.
This motherfucker decided to leave. I was like,
The whole thing just fell out?
Right there. I cleaned it off, you know, cleaned the nacho stuff off. And then
so if it did that meant that it was already
loose.
About to do that. It was just a matter of time until you ate something.
Well, I didn't need that to happen.
Because a nacho, that's like kind of.
You'd rather be the nachos or like something else.
You had cheese up there, right? That's kind of.
The whole chicken and then the chicken.
What if you was eating something that was like fire?
You had some shrimp in there, you feel me?
What if you was eating something fire and like you wasn't even really paying attention? You end up swallowing it.
Oh, no, you're going to pay attention. That shit made a noise.
That's how she lost her front tooth.
She swallowed it?
Yeah, she was eating a burrito and she swallowed her tooth and she was done with her bite. My baby girl, that's what she did. She finished with her bite and she was sitting there inhaling like. her whole life changed. Like my tooth is gone.
I swallow my tongue ring all the time.
You swallow
all the time. All the time.
How you get it back?
Are you gonna pause it?
How you get it back?
Nope.
Ain't no getting that
swallow.
Back.
Ain't no getting back. No pause.
All the time.
I ain't mad at you.
Hey, look. Let me know. Go strong.
How do you get it back?
How you get it back? You don't get it back.
My tongue ring?
Yeah, you don't push it back up?
No, you can go buy a new one.
Swallow.
Oh. Well, I mean, swallow. Someone can push
swallow.
It back up.
It'll come out one way or another.
She said she swallow.
It'll come out one way or another.
He said, do you got throw power?
Probably swallowing the tongue ring, but that let me know. Gulp. That let me know. You got,
no, for real. And
up.
Without feeling it. I'd be like,
yeah.
Fuck.
I know it hit the back of your tongue.
And I just realized it's not on my tongue. It's never, mm-hmm. I never actually...
catch it.
Okay, we're just gonna.
How do you do
that? I just like three different ways and happening on your tongue. I hear something else.
Is there a trick to that? Like, how do you do it, China? How do you just swallow it? Yeah. Is there an art?
Well,
is there a technique? Is this something you learned?
Hey, Tony, look, we are here to listen. Okay,
do tell.
The Art of Seduction by China White.
I swear, I'm always this person. Why? No, but for real though,
mm-hmm.
You gotta open the throat.
Oh, okay.
You feel me? And the way that you do that.
In the back, can y'all play
open
throat?
The throat.
Open
throat,
the throat.
Baby.
Throat, okay. Baby.
That's gonna give us copyright.
No, but for real, you open your throat. You know what I'm saying?
Know what I'm saying?
You know what she's saying?
So, how wide does your throat open, per se? Like, how wide does the throat, can the throat open?
You know, as wide as you would want it to get. I'm not that big. I'm not one of those people. Like, there really be bitches. Like, I would fail.
I was just going to open it and take a sip. I wouldn't come at you like, what the hell is wrong with y'all?
No, I would fail that. All those cucumber little things it was doing. Nope. My gag reflex though, for real though. Like all seriousness.
Even if you open the throat.
Even if you open the throat.
Poor baby.
It's like you gotta breathe at the same time.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
And that's how.
It's a poor baby.
And chapter like.
Poor baby. Poor baby. That just. But it's bad for you.
You're going to get older. You'll be all right.
You're going to grow up one day.
No. Mm-hmm.
He said it like
he wanted to assist you by grabbing you by the back of your neck. Like, oh, baby.
I'm an intimate person. I'm an intimate person. So, like, I would have to be in love with you to be able to just...
And that's who's going to do it.
That's a damn lie, bro. Because niggas ain't got to be in love to swallow your juices, okay? We swallow your juices every time we go down there. No, because as soon as they start licking, we swallowing juices, okay? And they don't be in love with you. We just eating coochie.
Oh, that's y'all.
So you need to go down there. No.
That's y'all.
Tell them about
that.
That's unfair.
I didn't think about y'all. If y'all want to eat
coochie,
go ahead. That's y'all. That's y'all.
He ain't heard the breakdown.
That's y'all.
Coochie?
Oh.
Of the coochie.
He got a breakdown.
Listen here. You better get the coochie all in your eyelids when you do it, right? Fuck where the juices is at. Get them there. There in the nose like you snotting and stuff.
Oh, yeah, the nose. I got the nose so you can smell it like 3 days later.
And then a different nice smell going to come out of the coochie.
Yeah.
But make sure the coochie, you know, is clean.
Yeah.
You know, a little shaved somewhere. They leave a little piece. That's cool. You don't want the bush.
Yeah, it's on like
you don't want to be spitting
landing
out your
strip?
Teeth. Yeah, a little landing strip, a little beat, a little triangle. You know, not too wide.
Yeah.
A little triangle.
That's exactly
how you saw what's going on right now.
Well, look, you can put X,
been,
X mark the spot.
He been taking notes.
He said X mark the spot.
Yeah, put a little design on it.
I'm sick.
Girls starting to put their names on their shit when they go get it done.
Yeah?
Yeah,
you
can whack.
You tattooed it?
No, I do want to tattoo my pussy though.
And you got the liners and you're lining up.
Bro, they be lining this shit up,
bro. I want to maybe get it pierced, but not tattooed.
I want to get it pierced too.
Yeah, just to like see.
This is true.
Just if it's
okay. Because she's a little. Big
what, the lip or what?
Yeah, the lip.
Okay.
The lip right there.
Just pull it out a little bit?
Yeah, it's But they say if you get wet, they say if you get wet easily that you shouldn't, because it like it could hang over your clit and stimulate some things.
That don't sound bad. That
don't sound bad.
It do. Being wet.
For the people who don't have pussies. For the people who don't have pussies, say that. No, it's not bad. I didn't hear nothing bad about that.
I've seen where they have some panties that do that.
Yeah.
You seen the video?
The vibrating panties. Yeah.
You seen the video.
I didn't see it. I want to see it, Jen.
Vibrating panties.
You know?
Those are funny.
But I really want to see somebody try that shit.
Oh, yeah.
Let's I want to see if the... You going to order it?
I'll order them.
Get Amazon. We're going to fuck around. Tony, can we use your Amazon?
You know you got it for sure.
Oh, shit.
God damn, that nigga video lagging like a motherfucker.
How y'all feel, as men, how do y'all feel about like adult toys, like about women, like there's been all this controversy about that.
You fucking
shit.
Your pussy up.
It's no, okay. You're not.
Yes, you are.
But there's like a vibrator though, and there's like a dildo. Like, not
you're still fucking up your,
and there's
scientifically
one that's both.
Proven.
It's like stimulating.
Bro, it's scientifically proven by doctors out there now that's telling women, toys, vibrators, and dildos, you are desensitizing yourself and you are harming yourself using those toys.
I agree.
To the point where you're having sex with a man and you're not going to be able to be fulfilled because you done screwed yourself with the fucking electricity. Like, y'all, okay, keep on fucking with it. Keep on fucking with it. And then you wonder why you look out here cheating because you around here talking about something. Oh, you don't please me. Oh, you ain't pleasing me. I ain't never pleased. Okay, bet. Okay.
So what are they supposed to do?
What if a woman uses a sex toy while she's having sex?
Use your fucking hand.
Because
we use our fucking hand.
Some women have said that.
But see, the way my nails work out, you feel me?
Okay, well, stop fucking get big nails. Either use your hands or just use the tip of your fingers, you know?
Like he cleaning a mirror or something.
Wax on, wax off.
I know my teeth ain't that yellow.
You know, the tip to your fingers, baby. Like, goddamn, right up under the nail.
They don't even let you eat the pussy. He don't get to eat the coochie. As soon as he do that shit, and then come on.
Let me tell you something. I ain't never had to do none of that. You about to ask about me.
You did all this?
No, I ain't do none of that. I ain't got to do none of that. I have him running up the wall. You better ask about
I believe you too. Once you do this shit.
Well, you know what? When I was a young nigga, though, you know how you used to play with the little pussy or whatever.
Hard.
You just playing with the pussy. Just got them trying to get it wet.
It ain't making
that rubbing the hell
yet.
Out the click. Like,
it
God,
ain't
damn.
Doing nothing.
Hey, that's what you're trying to do. Though. You're trying to get it to make that little macaroni noise. Everybody don't make the macaroni.
The rub part was complimentary.
Nah, everybody don't make the macaroni.
It was complimentary. Oh, bring it back.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm dead.
For those who
get a napkin.
For those who need to know how to make the macaroni noise, just breathe. Yeah. Just breathe.
There's people out there making
the mirror.
For real.
Making
if you're trying to make it feel good, you're not going to. I actually have thought about being a sex therapist, guys. Like, seriously, not even a no joke. But
you had that much sex before?
Mm. I haven't, but like I said, I'm an intimate person. So I don't just fuck people. I actually pay attention to the things that people like. And this is men and women. So I feel like, with me being who I am, I feel like I could help couples. I actually have done it before. I've had threesomes with married couples, and it like
sex therapist.
It opened up their relationship. Like, they got a lot happier, and actually after having the threesome with me, they started having more threesomes with
them. I was going to ask that question too.
Shout out to y'all, Oklahoma. I'm not going to say no names, but they're all the way in Oklahoma, and they came to California to see me.
Were they from Nebraska?
Well,
they were from Oklahoma.
Let me tell you this. I've been thinking about going to a swingers club and finding me a couple and fucking the hell out of somebody.
Yeah. I thought you got to go with a girl
some
or something.
Guys,
though, right?
No. Not necessarily.
What?
Not necessarily.
Like Tyrone?
There are some men out there.
I'm Tyrone.
Like, why don't you fuck their woman
your wife? Because I ain't gonna lie, but I saw a documentary, right?
Yeah.
And the nigga was making damn near about $50,000 every time he was fucking somebody's wife out here in Los Angeles. I'm sorry. If I find me a little couple that He willing to pay goddamn $30,000 to see his wife get fucked.
Like that.
I'm gonna fuck the hell out of Ray.
That's okay. A gigolo.
That's a fetish.
What if they're like a 55-year-old couple?
I'm looking for the pregnant women. Single pregnant women.
What if they're like a 55-year-old couple? They paying.
Single and pregnant.
They paying.
That's what I want, bro.
What'd you say?
Single and pregnant, bro.
What did you say?
What if they're a 55-year-old couple?
Well, you got
it. They the ones. They the ballers. They got the money.
It depends on.
I dated a 55-year-old man when I was 23 years old.
But the couple. So we saying like this.
Sure.
It depends on what type of
sure.
That means he gotta go out and take.
I don't think she lying.
That man's wife. You know,
bro,
like I'm dead ass not lying.
No, but sure. I feel like when you say 55, that's not really like the 55 really, now. It's like the 75. We're talking right. About like 75.
You gotta say 75.
But you get like certain senior discounts when you turn 55.
But 55 now.
That's what I was going off of.
No, I think you're 65 now.
You can look amazing.
But you look like 20 when you're 50 years now, bro.
That's the real. Like, certain people are fucking like a 75.
If you call me an 80-year-old grandmama or something, like, then man, fuck that. Not fuck an 80-year-old couple.
Single pregnant women, that's the best.
Are you doing that for yourself?
You can help best them in so many ever. Ways.
That, I see what you like.
You can help them.
So you're trying to fuck like 9 month pregnant women.
8 months, seven to eight months.
No, you're trying to help people go into labor.
No, I'm trying to help the service. I'm trying to help soften the service.
So that's the only thing. Yeah,
let me see if I can.
I want to rub feet. I'll help you from 6 months on. I can rub feet, cook dinner, you know, and hit you when you need to be hit. You know, it just costs a little bit.
That does help.
But, you know, I'm going to help you
and
when you
need to. And then break up with them when they have the baby?
Yeah, let them know. It's a contract. Like, you pay for the service. I help you. You rent a baby daddy.
Okay.
Rent a baby daddy.
Are you going to medical appointments?
I would go to doctor's appointments, doula's appointments. Like, what you need? Lamar's classes, breathing. I don't have.
Are you showing up on holidays?
No, it ends when you push that baby out. Yeah, I'm there, but what if
Memorial Day like happens before?
Oh, well, I mean, if anything happens before the baby get there, I'm there.
Huh?
I'm there with you.
How much they paying?
You gotta pay for holidays, man.
Holidays, you gotta pay. Can we visit your face right now? Can we visit your face right now? Because you're just so.
He gonna be there doing shit, so baby showers and all this shit is what you.
No,
6 months
now. Baby showers used to happen at 4 or 5 months. They had it
before. Baby showers
time.
That's
gender reveal.
Well, you know, in the contract, I mean,
gender reveal.
I will come.
I got all kind of shit,
all types of shit in the contract, bro. Like, long as you pay for it. You ever seen a movie with Kevin Hart when they was renting Best Men? Like, you renting him as a best man?
So you renting.
So wait, when did you come up with this? He's been doing this for a long time.
I had a couple of pregnant bitches in college.
China.
Like, one that was experience. In my bio class, and then one that was in my PE class. Like, they were single, and we talked about it, and they came and fucked. Like,
I ain't never heard of nobody just sitting out looking for pregnant women.
Bro, that's the best pussy in your life.
It is.
That's
I
the
will
best
say
pussy
that.
In your
no,
life.
I know that because I got kids, but who taught you that?
I mean, in school when I just.
Where your mama at?
Like,
who said, son, go get your pregnant girl?
Ain't nobody, but I just was like, they put, like, that's the best coochie in the world, bro. Like, that's HD coochie. Like,
HD.
It's like.
Oh, you like going raw. Okay, I got him. Okay.
So he can go in there and shoot the club up.
Ain't no consequence.
That is also a pro.
You know, ain't no consequences at all for me. Okay?
I had a dude hit on me when I was pregnant, and the nigga told me that's exactly what he said. He looked at me and said, I was like, dude, I'm pregnant. I'm not trying to talk to you. And he was like, well, I know it's not my baby.
That was his line.
Exactly, bro. I ain't got to worry about shit, my nigga. I will shoot that club up. Because the semen is helping your cervix to be softened up so the baby can just slide on out.
It's scientific. Take off his mic.
Bro.
Take off your innovator.
I swear to God, I had a doula, bro. I had a doula for my last. I had a doula. I had a water birth for my last daughter. I went to every appointment and I learned what men should do to help women have a baby so that it's easier. Semen helps to soften the cervix so that a baby can just slide out. You need the cervix to be able
to
open up.
The truth.
Like, it is what it is, bro.
He concurs.
Like, I mean, I know what it is. I pay attention, bro.
It's the message. On the other side of this.
It's the messenger, not the
message. Let me switch it up just a little bit. On the other side of this, for those women who are out there single and pregnant, I just want to throw out there to my ladies that y'all should probably look into what it takes to be a surrogate, because you only have to be pregnant once. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you have to be healthy, which is not too, it's not that bad when there's like 80K on the line.
Mm-hmm.
80K. That's all you got to do is be pregnant one time.
80K.
And then live for
some
a year.
Some people pay you
and then even be pregnant again. I'm thinking about it.
Some people
so
pay you $100,000 to carry
and
that
baby. And it depends. Yeah. And with, you know, LGBT out here booming, they want kids, and I'm for it. I say sign
now,
me up. Would you do
I
it?
I will say you gotta be careful with that.
Oh. They take
EBT? First off, they take EBT.
I don't know. I probably wouldn't, just because I'm more focused on my business, and plus I already have like a weird mindset because I don't think I can have kids. So trying to have like, you know, so that wouldn't.
You know, it's crazy. I don't think I can have kids anymore either.
Yeah, so like,
it's just not happening.
It just wouldn't. Like me and my ex tried for a long time, and then once we separated, he got some girl pregnant like the first year. So I'm like, oh shit,
bitch,
maybe that's just me. So I'm like, damn.
Oh, sometimes it's just called bullets missed, okay?
That's true too.
I done nutted in so many girls.
Sometimes niggas shoot the club up and down, hit nobody.
And then my baby mama got four daughters. Like, but goddamn, I done nutted in a lot of them, and it just missed sometimes. It just missed.
I can't.
I thought I steered away from this. Sorry, guys. Go ahead.
He's always gonna find a way back to it. You feel me? What are you about to talk about?
No, she just said it.
But like, I don't know. Would you be a surrogate, Milky?
In all honesty, my cousin got in a really bad car accident. Well, not car accident, a really bad accident. And when she was lying in her hospital bed, I told her that if she wasn't able to have children, I would have a child for her.
That's so sweet of you. So
that was deep that day. If you asked me to do it tomorrow, I would probably be scared as fuck.
That's hella deep.
I'd be like, damn. But in that moment when I was standing there talking to her, it was the right thing to say and do, and I would love to follow
up. So do you still feel that way?
Huh? Yeah.
You still feel that way?
Sometimes.
What is the
procedure? If she asked me, I would have to like,
so
you
know,
like if
pay,
she asked you, would
everything.
You say yes? Like, would you do it?
I would have to stand on my word at that point. But you know, life, life today.
Well, that's something like
then.
So that's what I'm saying. Life today and life then, different as hell.
So they're going to take and put the.
Yes,
yeah,
they put it in something like a syringe, but you could also
do
it in a cup.
What I'm trying to know.
And sometimes even like, you can hold someone else. You can hold another woman's egg and it not even be your child at all.
Say what?
Yes, they can implant an egg inside of you, and then also
they do everything in the petri dish.
Yeah.
Yeah. If she say she couldn't,
cause
have
they all
babies,
got eggs.
They
bro.
Could take her eggs and put it inside someone else and make her baby.
But like you're doing a petri dish, so if you take everything and have everything already here, then it's already prepared. You can even go all the way to like selecting the sex of your child.
Everything.
They could put it in
what
the
and you, and a lot of times, most likely, you can have twins and triplets and quadruplets. That's how
What's
they are born. A lot of times,
but they'll just like implant
Beyonce
it directly in the wall.
Oh wow!
Mm-hmm. That's
and all I hear is money.
They got twins.
Yeah, they last ones were twins, but they had it inseminated, so they could have twins.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know.
It was her egg, but it was like his semen too. But they still just
they
did it.
Inserted.
They inserted it
because you know when you have twins, that's when both sperms actually. Or
reach.
In this case, when you hit two people, when you shoot up the club,
so they actually take
talking about shooting
the
club up.
Yeah,
okay,
they take the semen to the
egg,
and so it don't die. Then they inject the egg with the semen.
Mm-hmm.
Like both of the
and
eggs,
or so. There's multiple eggs, and then that's when you get a fraternal twin.
It's just so weird too, because I'm like 35 now, right? But like a lot of people had kids. I feel like earlier, so now it's like if I want to have kids, I feel like it's late already.
Nah. I see what you're saying.
I feel like it's super late already.
Then we just had this conversation.
But they have, but for instance, like Milgit has her youngest and her oldest. They're super far apart.
That's true.
Not that bad.
I'm nervous about having a next one. That's like,
yes.
That's crazy. No,
wait.
No.
So you're having a next one?
No.
Yeah, she just said it. She just said it. I'm nervous about having a next one. That was the word
that
came out of her mouth.
So that means you're having a next one. You're just nervous about it. Yes. woo, this baby's gonna be so cute. I'm so excited.
My birth control is implanted in my arm. Birth control, right.
I was born, I'm a birth control baby. My mom said she was on birth control for me.
I rebuke you and all the things that you come with.
She's rebuking.
In God's time, as of now, it's baby ambition, and we're going to keep playing That's with these true. Cameras and lights.
Very,
okay?
Very true. Baby.
China right, has been rebuked.
Right. Right.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Like, a gap physically is a lot.
Yeah. Oh, and let, to start
let,
over.
Let me ask y'all a different question. Not on no sexual stuff. Just on, just entertainment.
Is it funny?
It's funny in a way.
In a way.
Only you gonna laugh.
Maybe us laugh because it's a comedy show.
Yeah, this is comedy as hell. It's funny to me.
Oh God.
That was funny.
It's funny as hell to me. God damn it.
Come on, tell us.
All right, nah, for real. Like, real shit. Why in the fuck do certain entertainers get out here and run amok on social media, then get out here and be scared once they start getting pressed?
Like, I feel like that's not a common question. I feel like that is a question that I can go
it's
deep
like,
and go
I
left.
Wanna
that's
say,
what you thought was funny?
Yeah.
It's not. It can. It's funny to me because of what I'm thinking about, and I don't want to really. Never mind. I don't want to say it.
Yeah,
up here.
I feel like we should say that for your show.
I don't even want to say it up here because it's funny. What happened is very funny. If I say what's happening is funny, but
yeah, I feel like
who involved in it is like I don't want to bring it to the show.
Goddamn mushrooms. That's what's wrong. They done kicked in now.
Hey, I like your hat.
Thank you.
The mushrooms probably did kick in. It's probably the mushrooms.
Y'all over there
bro.
Lit.
And me and Sun lit over here lit.
That's why
roosters
we,
and shit. You be at the
rooster
fight.
That's why we so lit. Damn.
I'm always
y'all
lit,
eyes is
I'm
glossy and
lit.
Shit.
Hey.
But this is my first time on shrooms though. So
hey, so did y'all have fun in my birthday bash? Y'all
have fun. Hey, shout out to Sunlit. Her birthday was just a few days ago.
I have fun. I just was somewhere else having fun, but I have fun for you.
Okay, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. The thought that counts. I'll take that.
I was bowling.
I was okay, I'll take that.
So,
okay, next.
So, you know, a person that can answer your question. We had so much fun. Thank you so much, Sunlit. I enjoyed meeting your parents, for sure. I had the 360 in the building.
I'm so mad. I don't get, yo, right. Next Taco Tuesday, I'm about to be on that bitch all night. Like,
we
I don't
somebody
care.
Somebody else who wasn't there either.
Tony.
He could tell us why he wasn't
Tony,
there.
Tony, why weren't you at Taco Tuesday?
He was having fun with
Tony
me.
Tony was asleep.
Why is Tony looking in the
no,
front?
Nah,
he was just froze. He glitching like Zordon.
Yeah, he glitching like a
you gotta tell us about
boy.
The show. Yeah, that was fun. You know the first time Sunlit got on the booth, she almost broke the arm?
Yep. And like every time I like almost pull off. I don't know why. It's like a thing. It's like I can't.
This time Shay dropped her drink. She was like spilling her drink.
Oh, lit.
It wasn't like completely. Like, she didn't spill it. Yeah, no, she's supposed to.
Yeah, no, that night was lit. I got drunk at the end of the night. I ended up hugging a toilet.
You saw Uncle Earl. Yeah.
Uncle
Have
Earl.
You guys ever hugged the toilet
Earl.
At the end of the night?
I go to the yes. shower now.
Oh, I go to the
more
shower.
Room. Just turn this the shit
true.
On.
But what about like.
So you just stand up and go out
so, but you have to clean the next
the
morning. You have to clean
the
shower.
Put the water
that
hole
shit, it
shit.
Goes right away. Just let the shower hit you on the top.
Yes.
Let it go into the dirt and let the, you know.
I think she boys me
you,
last
you
night.
You
at least
you
don't
and grass and bushes and shit like
right
that.
There.
No, but I wouldn't do that in a tub, though. That's why I take a bath at.
He
like,
say in the shower.
But it don't matter.
So you saying.
So
wait. Okay, I got a national question. Wait, I got a national question.
I stand up.
So you don't pee in the shower?
Who? Yeah, I pee in the shower.
That's
different. The piss and throw up is different, okay?
That and throw up is where?
Throw up is considered bowel.
The food that you're eating.
Man, that's considered bowel, bro. That's considered
bowel. Yes, I see. Sometimes you don't wipe your ass correctly and you get in the shower and wash it off. Shut up.
That don't matter. That's taking a bath. You're talking about throwing up.
All right, you know them little brown chips.
But you're saying it came from your bath.
Do you clean your bathtub before you take a bath?
Yes.
Oh, well, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so you already cleaning your tub. So if you know you're going to clean your tub.
Then what's the point of throwing up in it?
Bro, just like, no, but like, that throw up is just like, it's...
But you're going to
clean it. It's not always like that,
you don't like throw up.
Yeah, I just don't like throw up.
Like C said.
Sometimes if somebody had diarrhea, you'd be okay
to where
with
you
it.
Can kind of project your throw up to.
Get it out.
Diarrhea in the shower, but not throw up.
I ain't saying in the shower. Like, that's nasty. Bigger target. Get your grown ass out the towel and get your ass on that toilet.
So
it's
put
right
your
there.
Face where people put their ass.
So where the shit is at, where the shit particles come from.
Because
you know when you shit, you know that shit just go all around the bathroom. That's why they tell you not to leave your toothbrush out.
Over the toilet, though. Weak and shit.
Where you leave your toothbrush?
Honestly, you can go in the sink.
We're going to see how nasty niggas is.
That's what spit goes.
We're going to see how dirty niggas is.
See, that's why you nasty.
That is.
You throw up in the kitchen sink.
Throw up in the kitchen sink? Nigga, I would. Oh, I would
you
hit you on the top of your head.
You put some bleach in there.
You're washing dishes.
You put some bleach in there, man.
You're washing dishes in there.
But, bro, that's the goddamn sink. That's the biggest sink. You don't put that in the tub. No. You don't want to go in the toilet.
The kitchen sink over the tub?
Yes, I will.
I would punch you in your ear.
Because it's bleach and ammonia that can clean that. Okay?
You would not.
Bleach and ammonia that can clean the bathroom.
Bro, but it's something about taking a shower where you just threw up. It's just nothing to think about, bro. It doesn't matter.
But you pee.
It doesn't matter. Piss is different.
It's different.
What about
shit? You pee in the pool, bro.
Shit is different.
But I'm not talking about putting you shit in the toilet.
And you're talking about big girls getting dragged out the club and you throwing up in sinks.
Oh yeah,
kitchen sinks.
kitchen sinks.
That's where they clean the chicken.
Oh, dishes man. Where you gotta eat splattering all over.
Bro, the silverware is
clean. You put the bleach in there, you okay?
How is that okay?
And you can't control that shit when it's coming out.
The argument is invalid. You ain't have
all over the place.
He the kind of nigga that swallow his throw up.
Yeah, bleach can
right there.
Like
you're in right there.
Like, I ain't gonna lie to you. When I was younger,
you
I used to
swallow your throw up?
When I was younger, I had to throw up one time and I tried to swallow because I don't like that feeling.
Only one time?
I don't like that
only one time?
No, for real. When I was younger,
happened to me a couple times.
Bro, when I was younger, though, like, I don't like that feeling of throwing. Like, that shit hurt, bro. Like,
I don't like the taste of stomach, it.
Bro. That's like, why I don't like drinking hard liquor.
Yeah, that's why I stopped drinking, bro.
Like
yep.
That. You know
yeah,
you
them
burps,
it's like...
Now that I smoke, like, I hardly drink, like, at all. Like, it's so much
except
effort to get drunk.
Except on Tuesday.
Okay, that was
drunk.
That one time.
That was
birthday.
That one time.
Me, my birthday. Have I been drunk at any other one? No. You feel me? Just high. High as a motherfucker. And then people are like, are you tired? I'm like, bro, I'm high. Just leave me alone.
Hey, people kept asking
hey, bro, like,
that.
Don't that annoy the fuck out of you when a motherfucker come to you and be like, are you tired?
Yeah,
no, motherfucker,
I feel like
I'm
that's
high.
Not a compliment. Right. I feel like you're saying I look like shit right now. So in turn, fuck you and fuck your life. And I'm going to go do my own shit.
She ran into that right. More than I would have. Okay.
You know what?
That's how it goes.
I'm high alive.
Yeah. Like, bitch, you fucking with my shit.
Right.
Get out of here.
Fucking my vibe. Yeah. Damn.
Bitch, don't kill
you
my
know
vibe.
You just saw me smoke that blunt.
And then I didn't clean the whole compound, so yeah. I'm
hey,
like,
fellas.
I'm a little chilly.
No
you feel me?
Check this out. Let me ask y'all a question.
It's dangerous.
What is the cheapest thing y'all done folded for?
She's stupid.
Like, what you folded for a woman? Because, okay, I was on Twitter. I saw a thread. You know, black men, we all kind of weak. We fold.
Huh?
And niggas was like, they folded for a blunt and a chicken sandwich.
What?
You feel me? Like, folded. Like, the girl got the draws for a blunt and a chicken sandwich. What's the cheapest thing you ever, a girl done ever gave you, and then she done got some dick from you? You feel me? What you done folded for? Because I folded for an eighth. What? Like, she gave me an eighth of weed and poured the boxes right to the side. You can have me.
Well, you got more than me.
Yeah.
I feel like no there's niggas like out there just folding.
Yeah, niggas is folding for everything, boy. Niggas folding. Niggas said he folded for
I have like
two
a top one
sandwiches.
Because like, someone's
tell
like,
me
hey, have you ever paid for
this
for,
nigga said, tell
for,
me how.
For dick. And I said, no, right?
That is pathetic. This nigga said, tell me how.
Shit. How you doing?
Then what happened?
Say that you pay for dick, like, because if I, like, pay for gas or I pay to go see you or I pay for food,
pay for
then
dick.
It's like, initially, you always paying for dick, but I'm like, I've never paid for dick, but have you thought about your gas money? Have you thought about this? It's like, damn, what they came to me. Have you thought about paying your phone bill? You was talking to them, I'm like, damn, you try to break it down.
Regardless
it
don't sound anything cute, don't you was going to do that
it
day,
ain't fun when
that's
rabbit
your
got
entertainment. You
got
to have your entertainment budget.
But I was already
going to
pay
that's you going out to go hook up with somebody or whatever, that's a part of your entertainment for that day.
What's the most you've done for some dick? I'll be honest, the most I've done is I've driven to Oxnard for some dick. How about you?
Oxnard. Where the fuck is Oxnard?
See?
Exactly.
And that.
Exactly. I've driven 62 miles for some dick.
62 miles.
It happens.
A couple of hours. Like an hour.
I some miles. On there.
Stop it.
I don't know what's the most.
Where'd you go? thinking.
Oh, y'all just y'all just special, huh? You ain't got to do nothing. The dick just come to you, huh?
They dropping off.
Dick just drop off to them, huh? Yeah. Dick
far out of them.
They never had to put in no work for no dick.
Stork.
Okay.
Basically.
They just get it when they want to. They just
get it.
The
dick
I'm getting for.
Dick on delivery.
Buy me a car, so shit. What y'all doing?
That's all I got to say. The most what you do.
That's his.
That's all I got to say.
Okay.
I ain't got that.
I ain't buying no car.
Change the question now.
I damn ain't buying no goddamn
car. That was a different answer to a different question.
You my woman if I buy you a car.
Look, you my woman. Fuck, that ain't no dick. Don't disrespect me like that. You're mine, okay? That's our
car. You asked a question, though. Like,
no, she goddamn talking about some just dick. It's like a car, bro. That's like,
you gave it away for an eighth. Like, what you?
You just mad. Okay. See, and that's when you be talking.
She gave me an eighth.
That's love.
Some dick. No, that's love.
Okay, okay. That's love. Cause
I ain't had no weed that day.
No, but listen,
she just pulled up pregnant. Pregnant. Was she single pregnant? That's her own weed that she couldn't have.
She won't pregnant yet.
You asked her. You asked everybody at the table the same question, right?
Yeah.
She gave you her response.
Oh no!
And you got real passionate at her response.
No, because it's like what he said though. Like he said, if I buy you a car, you my woman. And it's just like, yeah, damn right.
I mean,
if I buy you a car,
I mean,
that's my woman,
actually,
bro. Like,
we have a very well understanding that we are not together and that we are
and
single.
And that is why Conductor will always be lost when he talk about the women that he's talking about. Because he's willing to exchange himself for an eighth, but he wants the lady that wants the car.
No. Let me tell you something.
So that's why,
the lady that wants the car is the lady that's gonna stress you the fuck out. Okay, and I'm
not
okay.
True.
I like
the
my
lady
peace.
That wants the car.
Man, listen here.
I would please the fuck out of my
just
because
you
won
out,
car.
Just because you're a unicorn, one out of a million. Okay,
thank you.
The rest of these heathens out here, they just want to stress you the fuck out, bro. Like it is, you know that, China. Come on now.
Yes,
you
I
deal
do.
With bitches too. You know how
and
stressful these
do.
Bitches can be. Like,
yes,
come
I
on
have.
Now.
And that,
like,
yes,
God damn. Have. We ain't gonna cap around here. These bitches stressful. So guess
yeah,
what?
Y'all really
I learned that the hood
bitches too.
Okay, the ones that just want a McDonald's, you feel me?
That's
the little
standard
TJ TGI
woman,
Fridays.
Yeah.
Like, they not gonna stress you, dog. Like, it might you gotta
that's
deal with a couple of things.
You gotta deal with your tires.
You gotta deal with a couple of things, but
you gotta see it's what you're
peaceful.
Willing to accept.
It's peaceful
her.
Though,
it's
man.
What you're willing to accept.
You got
it
your
was
peace.
You find peace in this.
That's
your peace.
Why I got a car because I'm
you got
very
your peace.
Soon as you fuck up with her, she gonna want to bring her whole hood into it.
Look, man. But
now
that's the
you
thing,
over
though.
There ducking behind cars. Pow, nigga, I don't
but,
know
but you know what,
like
though?
That. Pow,
in
pow.
My experience, where I'm from back east, it's usually the girls that are high class that's going to get the hood on you. You feel
see?
Me?
They no,
the
hell that, no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah. Where I'm from,
Cam?
Portsmouth, Virginia,
you're from
you better
here.
Watch out.
Oh.
You better watch the fuck
here,
out.
Here, you got the girls that live on the street with a number in it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They obvious. You feel me? You know them. They obvious. But out there, it's like you never like they look
nah,
like they
but,
you,
but,
they walking around the bad.
They look like you.
But they do your ass in, bro.
They
looking like China
thank
around
you.
Here, bro. Like,
I don't
you
even
know.
Have earrings on today. That's just like
that's why I ain't want to say this shit, bro. That's exactly why I ain't want to say this shit. That's exactly why I did not want to finish the fucking compliment right there.
Stop what y'all doing.
Because
and go
I knew she was
gonna
gas it. Okay.
Hey, okay, I can, on Instagram, okay?
Might as well.
You feel me?
Might as well. Might as well. Might as well. Might as well.
You
might
know
as
how
well.
To talk to a queen. You
might as well. You got to, you know.
You said they walking
that's
around.
Without the earrings. Bye.
No, nah, no,
I love you. I love you.
He said he dropping it off for eighth.
And for real, bro, she brought that eighth.
Setting it up
nah,
the whole time.
When she brought the eighth, like it.
No,
really,
this was some exotic
it,
though.
It,
this
and some bro, exotic. It was a purple. It was some purple. The strands was purple and shit.
Yeah.
Like, and she broke it down and rolled the first blunt up.
Oh,
from, and then lit it.
Okay.
She lit it and then passed it to me. She ain't even.
So you
even,
didn't actually get a whole eighth then?
Bro, no, she, I smoked the blunt my whole
about a gram with that blunt.
No, I faced it. I faced it.
So
no, no, no,
2.5.
No, I faced it and she started sucking my dick.
Oh,
that's what started
oh,
happening. Okay, so
oh,
things go
to
different.
The toppy.
You feel me? Let me finish.
Okay,
you
she
feel
was
me?
Definitely pregnant.
Like,
definitely pregnant.
Nah, she was pregnant.
Pregnant.
She was just a little young and dumb. It's okay.
So now you're dating younger.
I've been there.
No,
been there.
She was just 2 years younger than me,
category.
But she young and dumb.
Oh, that's so real.
Two uh-huh. years younger than me. You a little young and dumb.
I cannot do a man younger than me.
Yeah, two
no.
years younger than me. I can manipulate you still. I can do some things too.
Absolutely not.
I like younger guys. I don't like older guys.
Yeah, I can't.
He be getting that coon. Noonchi, don't
they? They out here talking shit.
Look, man.
Come on, man.
You better check my goddamn resume, okay?
Check
my motherfucking resume. You better ask about me.
I'm from Virginia, California, and everything in between.
Look, man, them bitches, I got a lot of bitches that hate me still, bro. Like, it's crazy how women, like, really still hate me.
So why do they hate you? When you're with a woman and they're mad at you and they're, like, yelling at you, what is the one thing that you notice that women tell you is your problem on why they just, you get on their nerves?
I can name a couple notes.
I know why he called it quits. I know why he threw it down me. Stop playing.
Oh, shit.
But I mean, the one thing that they used to say, yeah.
All of
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
What?
He you named lied a whole bunch
me.
Of things.
He lied to me.
You a liar? Yeah.
Oh.
I ain't gonna lie, I used to lie a lot. I used to lie to him a lot.
But what
I
you
was
be
a
lying
cheater,
about?
Bro. I was
he
a
ain't
I
lie. What you lying about? You lying about where you
right.
at?
What was,
or?
And what that's was the dumbest
I'm
lie?
I'm lying about the dumbest lie? Oh my God. Oh, I lied to my first baby mama, right? Told her
first
that
baby.
I was I told her, bro, I told her I was at my grandma's house. Whole time. This motherfucker is sitting in my grandmama house, right? And I'm talking to her whole time. I'm over in Virginia Beach. I'm supposed to be in Portsmouth. I'm in Virginia Beach.
Oh, my God.
And that's 45 minutes away. So I'm 45 minutes. Uh-huh. And I'm just like, damn, bro. I ain't know until I got
home.
So
what did she... Oh, I'm about to say, what did
when
she
When I got
say?
Home, she was like, so you was at your grandma's house? I was like, yeah. Boy, she took a picture with my grandma.
She said, this nigga lying.
She took a picture with my grandma. Yeah. I was like, damn. That was stupid.
But even when you're telling the truth, it sounds like you're lying.
Yeah.
Is it true?
And that's the thing, though. Like, and that's what happened with him. Once that bitch caught me in that first lie, you can't go.
I was
you can't go
watching
back.
That show, Cheaters, this morning on YouTube with Peter Guns. They have the new one.
His
that shit hilarious.
His
yeah, how is he the host of anything?
Peter Guns, the rapper?
Like, yes. He's now the host of Cheaters.
Yeah, and he's like, hey, y'all.
Because a cheater know a cheater, bro.
This is like Peter Guns. He's like, hey, y'all, I have this great guy right here, like, basically talking about, like, I'm like, wait, what? Great guy, come from you. I don't know if I can believe all that. Like,
oh, nah. If
right.
Peter calls me.
You're judging right.
Let me tell you something, Sally. I'm reformed, okay? I'm a reformed hoe out here. I'm gonna leave me alone. Shit, I'm reformed, man. See, that's the thing, bro. That's why I don't let people into, like, you know, I got it. That's why I don't let people get to know me. Because it's like, if you're going to know me, you got to know
about
me,
bro. You love this shit. What you talking about?
No, but it's like, don't judge me.
You ain't let stink talk not one time.
Oh, no, stink.
Nobody actually, but you know.
Hey, Stink.
He made Tony shut up.
You know why, though? No.
Oh,
hey.
That was a hell of a
Are
time.
You there, Tony?
Look, hey. The poor connection again. It's been doing that the whole time.
Hey,
show.
Right.
It's been that's lagging, right. Bro.
Hey, every time he says something, every time he says something,
understand.
We're not even talking about
I
that
get
anymore.
Nervous. Okay, this is my whole thing why I talk to
you. I complimented your hat, though. I complimented your hat. I complimented your hat. You feel
she
me?
Did.
Oh, thank
where
you.
Where did you get your cock hat?
Is there a cock
up there? It's a cock up there. I ain't even want
it. It's labeled.
It's labeled, yeah.
Do you go to the rooster fights?
Hey, why you just put your hands on this white? What if you had dirt on your hands?
It's leather.
It is?
So,
yes, this part's leather.
Oh, that's dope. He's like, ooh.
Tony, you still there? We can't hear you no more.
Oh, shit.
So, hey, have you ever got caught cheating?
Yes, I have.
And was it funny?
Two times.
Was there a funny one? Was it funny or was it all like awful? Looking back on it, was it funny?
One was kind of funny. Where I went to, I didn't really get caught, but I pulled it out and it had the residue still on it.
Oh, damn. You ain't wipe it off, bro?
I forgot shit.
You forgot. Damn.
Motherfucker kept, you know, chirping and shit. Hurry up, hurry up. All right.
So wait, did she notice it first or did you? Or did
wait,
you guys like go down at the same time?
You
like,
so
I'm
you
wondering just... why ain't nothing happening. And you know what I mean? Like, come on, hit. Oh, my bad.
So you just fucked a bitch, and then you went to go fuck another bitch.
With the nasty dick.
No, he went home to his bitch, probably, because you just came from fucking a bitch.
It's okay.
I think they both was my bitches, though.
They was.
Okay.
Understandable, but damn. Watch
you had
your
to work
dick.
Overtime.
Like, you could have, like a wet one at least wouldn't have left that residue.
I meant to.
Like, you literally just...
Like, probably didn't even finish getting it all out. And just
and this, lady, is how your pH get fucked up.
Thank you, lady.
Thank you, lady.
Terrible.
I was in the early 20s, though.
Uh-huh.
So I learned.
Why you pointing at me like I'm in my early
20s? Oh, yeah,
it's okay. That's what I'm seeing, bro. See, I know I was the only one, my nigga. Like, I knew I wasn't the only one in my early 20s to be a hoe.
Oh, no, no, no.
But okay, why you talking about pregnant with a hoe? This is the
bro. That was in college, bro. Like I was 18.
That was early 20s, right?
Like yeah, that's when I was. This all when I was before I turned 25. I was a terrible fucking man to a woman. Like that shit was terrible, bro.
You was just getting knowledge of yourself and what you like and how to.
So did you finally figure out that you don't have to lie?
Oh, I know what I want to ask you about.
Oh yeah, ask me about it.
I want to ask you about
like 3 years ago I stopped that shit.
You tried to put a laxative in your boy's drink and took like 24 hours to work.
Man, a whole fucking day and a half. I'm about to hand this food. What was it, Easter?
Bullshit.
Yeah. So Easter, I'm about to hand him a plate and I look over and he talking about some. I was like, finally. Because I was finna call X like, y'all owe me some money. I gave this motherfucker 24 of them motherfuckers. That's what it said on the box.
24 X-Lax.
Yeah, I went over there to Soul Food Shack, right?
No.
And I got the smothered wings and everything, and that shit be tasting fire. Y'all got to check they shit out. And I couldn't eat it all, so I set it in the refrigerator. But I woke up out of my motherfucking nod, and I didn't have no more fucking Soul Food Shack shit. I was like, what the? Oh, yeah, I'm definitely fucking you up. I went and got them X-Lax, you know what I'm saying? I knew nigga wasn't going to read. I put it in the blunt package and everything.
Yeah.
Gave him a cold beer.
Yeah, I was watching the video.
Handle that shit, my nigga. That's all you. That nigga like, that's some fire chocolate. He was like, hell yeah.
But it's in like a backwood or something package. Yeah.
Loose leaf.
It's a loose leaf package, and he told him it was candy.
This nigga chilled all fucking night long. He didn't even fart or nothing. I'm like, man, what kind of stomach you got?
You was following him to the bathroom and shit.
I kept checking on you, opening the room door. You good? Yeah, I'm good, man. Stop moving. Nigga, don't you shitting on yourself yet?
So how did you saw him like
the next day? The next day he was going through it. When I came with the plate for him for the Sunday.
Oh, you were going round two or was that a normal plate? No, you were about to bring him more. Like,
no, I wasn't giving him no more. I'm mad already. I'm about to call these people and sue him. I'm like, here, I'll look at him. He, yeah. I start grabbing that motherfucker. Let me talk to you. Let me talk to you. Let me go. Stop playing. Stink. Let me go. Motherfucker, you finna shit on yourself.
That's fucked.
That's when you sit in the bathroom and lock the door.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
He couldn't make it. So when he went to the door, I'm at the door because I was already grabbing on him and pulling and shit.
Oh.
So as soon as I seen his face do that, I set the plate down and I was like, you got a shit? He was like, yeah. I grabbed it. You ain't going nowhere, motherfucker. Come here. Stop playing. Stop playing. I was like, your stomach hurt? Fuck you. Let me go.
That should really be hurting, too.
I'm like, just wait right here. Hold up. I got something for you. It's going to heal you. That fool's like, stop playing, Stink. I'm telling you, stop playing. Then he realized I was going to get my phone. That's when he tried to run in the bathroom. Nah, nigga, you ain't sitting down yet.
Did he end up shitting on himself?
I think so.
This happened recently?
Yeah.
Easter. Easter.
I would have took your tooth out.
It was already gone.
The other one.
I thought the fucking dentist did. I heard some shit when she was scraping. Kick. I was like, oh, not another one. Bitch, what did you just do? She was like, nah, that wasn't it. I was just scraping.
Nigga, that shit funny as fuck.
That shit was probably hanging and they trying to push that motherfucker to hold on.
Let it fall out. They gonna pay for that shit too. Because them bitches got that damn bill high as fuck.
Yeah. They don't fuck around at the dentist.
I'm like, you sure you just can't fix what I want? See? Yep, spicy.
When I go to the dentist and they say, oh, yeah, this, I feel like I'm getting like a bad like report card. Like, I'm like, they're mad at me because my teeth are all fucked up.
Worse than that, like a fucked up car.
Like a fucked up
car. Like, damn, I'm. So you mean I need to lose them all? Like, you need to stop doing something? I was like, damn, that's how y'all talk? The dentist lady.
Yeah, they hard.
They like
they
people
harsh.
Like you keep us in business.
They asking people to
all
come
of
in.
Them.
They expecting people to come and ask for a whole set of veneers and shit.
That's what
everybody says. No, they don't want to do that over.
I would get veneers.
They want to
really?
Fix shit.
Mm-hmm. I can't do that.
I like veneers. I don't like my teeth.
I'm getting
really?
Them. Nah, I'm gonna come here with some white shit like that. I like your teeth. That light right there.
Bro, don't do that
shit. Girl, I have itty bitty baby teeth.
No. Like, don't get like the my adult teeth.
Natural Mr. Never Wilson on Dennis the Menace.
Just don't get yeah. Me.
I love a natural smile. I don't like the veneers.
Them boy had them chiclets in the goddamn teeth. Them niggas walk around here like chiclets in their goddamn mouth. Like,
everyone in this room has a pretty smile. Yeah. No need to complain. I'm
gonna tuck mine.
Yes, yeah,
<cool.
laughs>
You just gotta start smiling from the other side now, Steve.
Then China gonna see it.
You already bagged her. You don't gotta worry about it.
I gotta get that douce.
It was that.
Or another one fall out in this motherfucker. Now that's it, Stink. Fuck off. Shit ain't happening.
Do say, make a loose say.
Hey, baby, baby, baby.
I actually like Casamigos better. What y'all fucking with?
She changing up on you. You not gonna have the recipe.
Hold on, because I kind of like the rhyme for that.
I could drink both, though, you at get the same time.
I'm Marvin Hennessy.
Oh, you like me? Okay.
I like Hennessy. I can't.
Fuck.
You like Hennessy?
I don't drink like that, though.
Like, that's just the next day. Don't give me a hangover. Don't anything. I'm just
ew, Hennessy gives me a hangover for sure. That's
I have went to the shower off of Hennessy before.
That's just that. Please. No.
I know he don't like it, but that's where I go.
Oh, he goes to the sink, so his opinion don't matter.
Yeah. I'm not sticking my face in that toilet.
Right outside.
On my birthday.
I get too weak and I'll be laid down. And last time when my face, I was like, we need to clean this motherfucking toilet.
Right. Yeah,
I think that made me throw.
And then it's closer. It's like closer to you, so it just bounces back.
You
sometimes
ever like, I was like literally hugging the
piss coming up
toilet, and I was like, wow, what? I didn't clean the bathroom. I didn't clean that this. Just I didn't you clean it.
Because at the end of the day, you're supposed to wipe your toilet off. After every use,
you don't get every splash.
You do not wipe your toilet off.
Yes, you do, bro.
You got them brown spots on the bottom.
The relationship I was in, that's just how her grandmother raised her. So it's just a habit I picked up now, bro. Like real shit.
Oh,
you wipe, you keep the goddamn Clorox wipes, and she used to make me do that shit. Right, she get cussed out all the time.
Like, yeah, I'm not really OCD
like that. I use a weed about the bathroom, bro. Like, you gotta wipe the whole toilet. Like, what?
That's about four.
But if you shit, right? If you shit, right?
You gotta clean the bowl.
And your shit is explosive, right? And that shit flying back up out the water.
Oh,
and it's all over the toilet.
Nowhere.
You gotta clean the bowl.
You gotta wipe that motherfucker.
No, you gotta clean the bowl.
You gotta clean that shit.
You
gotta clean the toilet seat. Because now, the bottom of that toilet seat, when you lift it up to take a piss, the next person that come in, they saw me.
Yeah, you gotta clean all that.
Got that
I'm trying to think of something funny
head.
To say to switch this up.
That's when your
it's funny.
Be all crazy.
Shit is
nasty.
Funny now. It's nasty, but shit is funny.
What's going on, guys?
Yeah.
Well, what?
What is going
especially
on?
When it's explosive.
Explosive shit. Damn, the whole toilet. You gotta be looking at the toilet like, hey, who gonna clean this up? And don't let the toilet get stopped up and then need that water go down to the. And
what
it just toilet paper.
That's
and
what it
like,
is.
What the fuck?
How did we
that's
get
why
here?
I go crazy. Like
how did we get here?
Nobody's
you
here.
You have arrived, damn it.
You have
how
arrived.
Did
I keep forgetting Tony
we
there.
Get
Tony.
No. Nobody's supposed to be here.
Hey, fuck that friend. Hey, fuck that friend. Hey.
I tried that.
Tony.
I tried that.
Boom.
That.
You got any topics you want to talk about?
Time to beatbox.
I can't.
I've
just been enjoying the show.
Yeah, let me see.
Checking me.
What would you rate the show, Tony, since you were here? Talk some shit and laugh.
Yeah, talk some shit.
This is 10. This is 10 all the way.
That's what it is, hey. Too.
Oh, right. What you guys
hey,
think
stop
about?
Stop falling asleep on us, man.
What you guys think about 6ix9ine pulling up on fake Lil Durk?
Man, why the fuck he pull up on fake look? That's a yeah. Boy. That's a little boy, bro.
Well,
first of all, you ain't no,
okay.
Ain't no. Ain't nothing funny
terrible.
About that. It was a terrible fucking stunt. Yeah, bro. Like
with some real street shit.
Come on, bro. Exactly. Yeah. Like that little boy don't know nothing that's going
okay,
on.
Okay,
right
so
now.
Anyways, it was Liz's birthday.
Oh,
you took
that.
Your daughter to her store, huh?
The Yiddy store.
Yeah, that video was so cute. I really hope that Lizzo posts that eventually because that shit was lit.
I agree. With
I love Lizzo. She's amazing. Do you guys love Lizzo?
Mm-hmm. Hell
I love
yeah.
Her. She's being fabulous.
The Yiddy store is lit.
She's gone with the wind fabulous. Hey.
She owns the Yiddy.
Fabulous show.
So, you know, Yiddy is her brand that she has with Fabletics. Mm-hmm. So she has a store in the Glendale Gallery. And my Maya and I went. So Maya got a hoodie and then I got some Spanx for
yes.
The wedding. And it worked.
Hey.
So the shape
was
set.
How was the wedding?
Amazing.
Yeah. It was just her mom's wedding, y'all. Shout and out. You looked amazing.
Yeah, I seen y'all looking fly and shit. Suited
and booted. And then we got your daughter being the DJ. Hey, y'all, I'm really trying to get
her. Was DJing?
DJ Night Owl.
Yeah, I'm really trying to get her daughter to come and do my Taco Tuesday.
That would be awesome.
Should send her a voice message or send her a video. Text me a video and I'm like, hey, DJ Night, I'm trying to have you in the building.
Yes, that would be awesome.
She had her DJ debut at my mom's wedding.
Oh my god, she is so good. How did she do? So cute.
She did amazing. She said that she wanted to get people on their feet, and she had people screaming and cheering her name.
Is that right?
She definitely did. Yay. Yeah, I'll show you the video.
Okay.
Official Juice might produce her own little video so that way we can keep it going, but definitely DJ Night Owl's here.
She was lit. Prodigy.
That's exciting. Let me know. DJ I bring my daughter. So. That's what you should have, a family oriented one.
Surprising.
Yeah.
You didn't know she had a family?
No.
You didn't know you was a stepdaddy?
At all. You
were surprised. That's a nigga, I just found something new.
I gotta start getting gummy worms and shit now.
I gotta go buy little toys and shit. Yeah. I gotta go buy water guns.
I know it's the reason I keep looking at the 99 cent store. Now I done figured it out.
You gonna be showing up with those chocolates that come on Sunday.
Not too much chocolate. And they get the shit and stomach hurting and stuff. And now she can't do nothing. She got to spend her time.
The kids.
How many kids you got? One?
Four.
Just one. Ooh.
Oh.
Four?
Damn. Who said that? What the fuck?
I did.
1, 2, 3, 4.
No, I just have one pretty little girl.
Oh, why y'all say four like that, though?
A replica of yourself.
Why? You got four?
Because I was fucking with Stink.
She's exactly like me.
Girl,
I have a dog.
You got four.
You done what?
You got
I have
four.
A dog.
You don't want to say
I have a dog.
Did that sucker
get big?
I might have five.
Oh,
I
know wow.
She, I know she had one.
She's a little star.
I gotta figure out this.
Oh, she's beautiful.
Twinsies. Shout out to Zen. She actually watches.
Oh,
she watches my music videos.
Okay.
I mean, music videos, and I don't know how. She just be on YouTube, and I do not know how, but they pop up.
She's the number one supporter.
She's like, "Mommy, there's your music video," and I'm like, oh.
She supports you.
Cause I'm Shelby out there with some ass out, I'd be like, yes,
yeah,
be you, be you,
I'm
you.
Yeah,
let's turn that chin,
right?
Well, at least you ain't gotta feel like Kim. So.
Well, goddamn.
How many children do you have, Stink?
Six boys. I don't have no girls.
Damn, now I got seven kids out of nowhere.
Boys too.
Got one daughter now.
I have always wanted a boy.
Now I got a little girl. But then little girl, I gotta get a little princess Barbie bed or some shit.
Yes, she loves all that princess.
See what
stuff.
I said?
Goddamn, six boys.
Sunlit has
boy,
a dog.
My God, why
I have
did
a dog.
I get?
That's
I
all
know
I got.
Why I got them.
It's I was too overprotective. I ain't need no damn girls.
Yeah.
I was rough on my sisters, so I don't know what the hell a daughter would have had to go through. I needed to get older then have a daughter.
Yeah.
But I'd have been. What the fuck you think you doing?
Oh yeah,
you I probably, said don't bring that nigga in my house.
You'll turn into a little softy. And shit.
So we're my like, dad each time like were you like ever hoping for a girl though, or you always wanted a boy?
Shit, after all them niggas was running around playing football, I was like, maybe I should have had a girl.
That shit expensive, goddamn.
Man, emergency room shit, after emergency room. This motherfucker done put BB guns to the other motherfucker head. Bow.
Damn.
They told me not to get y'all no BB guns.
Boys,
I don't know statute of limitations on like child abuse, so you should probably change.
I didn't shoot him.
Yeah, my nephew just swallowed two magnets and had to be
like
in the hospital
my
for
friend's
a couple
kids.
Days.
Oh, they had fun.
Yeah,
made them tough.
The child endangerment is real.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck you shoot your brother for? He said shoot him.
My friend's brother.
Yeah, that's usually what happens. That usually happens.
He said shoot him.
My mama asked us why you jump off the green box. Trying to do backflips.
The green
told
box.
Him. Mike
that
told him. So
that shit
landed
that
all on your back.
Yes.
Everybody trying to do a backflip. Niggas land on their back, their sides.
Nigga thought he was Peter Pan.
Man, look, he was the only one that could do a backflip, bro. But that's what brothers do, though. Brothers get you in that bullshit, man. Like,
yeah. You gonna bet you and dare you, huh?
Yeah,
you
bet
right.
You dare
my
you.
Brother used to put me to sleep.
Yeah, see? Bro. And yep. It used to be a challenge, right? I give you $10, let me
it
put you to
no
sleep.
It wasn't no challenge. Oh. We would go back and forth. It would be like, you put me to sleep and I put you to sleep. And then when you're done, I'll wake you up and
so
let you know if you did
a cup
job
of water
well done.
Sitting there waiting.
We used to do shit like that.
So that's why
okay.
I like to choke people.
Yeah, it's that choke out.
Right.
You know, it get a look. You know how
I
got that
I didn't mean like that. You're terrible. You ain't.
That one? You talking about the sleeper?
Yeah, he used to put me to sleep on the side of the bed. He was like.
And he showed you, huh?
Yeah.
Like, nigga, what? You didn't do that as a kid.
Dangerous.
As a kid. Y'all didn't play shit.
Y'all
like
never
that?
Do that.
Open chess?
Yeah.
Open chess. Oh,
that's shit.
Open chess.
I was flat chess.
Y'all be doing frog? Time. Frog?
Frog, yeah.
Damn right. Them frogs.
I had Indian burns.
Oh, you talking
Indian
burns?
We used to do, we used y'all to take so the paint wood sticks and hit each other over the toes.
Bloody knuckles? You play bloody knuckles?
Bloody knuckles, yep. Bloody knuckles, all that shit.
We used to rip niggas' necks.
Yeah, rip the necks. All that shit, bro. Like, but that's what brothers like.
That's called it.
I was the best little brother, wasn't I? No, Casper is when they take your stuff, like, who mic is that? And if you say mine, and I'm like, nah, Casper, and that's mine.
I remember
mine.
That.
What?
Yeah.
I remember the shit with the cars.
You'd be like, I lost the
how to jack. that's what that was.
Bully.
Casper.
That is called strong arm robbery.
You could be eating your ice cream, like, dang, where you? Who ice cream is that? Mine? Like, oh, whose shoes are those? Mine?
Oh,
that
yeah,
is
that's
Casper.
That, yeah, yeah.
You gotta come up off your shoes.
No, come up off that shit.
That was definitely. Yeah, I mean, yeah,
I ain't playing that shit.
Exactly.
That you always got somebody. I ain't playing that shit. You got that cousin that don't live with y'all, you know, or somebody
that's
visiting.
Me. I didn't care. I'm not playing no more. I'm not playing no more. I'm playing no more.
Oh, you was that kid. Oh.
So was. So was. I'm not playing no more.
Get go in the house.
I'm not playing no more.
Go in the house. Jody, go in the house.
I'm not playing no more. Because they be doing too much. I'm not playing no more. Especially
what kind of games did y'all have in your time, Tony?
Rocket stick. Jax.
What's that ball? You hit the ball around the pole.
Tetherball.
Four corners and shit.
Hacky sack and shit.
Just the real shit. Just standing in the street throwing footballs.
For real, I grew up with like outside. I grew up outside. I had like a COVID sack, so like all the kids were always outside. I was always outside.
You still outside?
Did I say outside? I was outside?
No, I'm just playing.
You gotta be everywhere.
I'm joking.
Outside.
I was all over as a kid.
She be outside so the street lights come on.
Mm-hmm.
She got to stay outside and play when the sun was out. I mean,
right,
the sunset.
Yep.
I went
hey,
in house
the munchies. What you got? There ain't no mushrooms, is it?
It's these nuts.
Can I have some of those?
Yeah.
Hey, that'd be crazy if they could put mushrooms in the M&M.
Oh, that would be crazy.
That would be lit.
If they could do what?
They put mushrooms in them.
If you could make them edible.
I've never like taking the full amount of mushrooms because I'm always like scared. So I like take a little bit.
You don't never take the full amount of nothing. You always got to work your way.
Well, I did, but like it's never like fully hit the impact yet to like, oh, I'm high off mushrooms. You feel me? I don't know. But I want to, but I've been scared.
To get to like the ultimate type of
like, you about to go to
trip when you're on mushrooms, you would want to take like at the least half of a what is it called? An eighth. So yeah, which is the same as weed. It'll gram out to 3.5, sometimes 4.
Y'all sound like y'all dealing drugs now.
Y'all sound like y'all dealing drugs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She's prescribed.
Showing you how to use the
someone.
Drug.
She's telling the prescription.
I know someone.
Perfect.
I'm cool on them damn mushrooms.
But yeah, a lot of sometimes
what happens to you
once you get like into it,
yeah,
a whole eighth is what it's gonna take.
They had you out here like boozy driving.
I just
want to
do it because I hear you know, like life.
I just
like
one spot
flashes,
from the next spot
you know,
to the next
eye
spot
opening
the
or like
right there from by the Comedy Store.
You feel me?
I believe in it.
I wanted to leave, but I was like, I shouldn't leave.
You have to like feel it. You have to leave.
So I would park again, and then I was like, no, somebody's watching me. I back out. Like, no, I'm not going out there. Now park again. I'm for like 25, 30 minutes. That bitch didn't gave me that shit. She's a sorcerer. I didn't know it was mushrooms. She said you want an edible. I fucked it up. And I started feeling something leafy in my mouth. I'm like, what the fuck? What kind of edible? Hey, is this a mushroom? I'm like, yeah. So you got to tell people when you give them that. You ain't just give people no hallucinogenics type of shit.
Yeah, you got to tell people.
You got to tell
people. An announcement.
Yeah, you can't just say edible.
You can even... Off of shrooms, you can even when you take them and fall asleep, you'll be tripping in your dreams.
See?
It's pretty tight.
I was tripping.
It's pretty tight.
I thought this dude behind me, he started asking me, what the fuck you asking me for? I don't work here. Stop asking me shit. They was like, calm down. I'm like, no, why did he left my
in family? Your dream?
No, I was really in the store. That little first young street from the Comedy Store. I was in the side of that motherfucker going crazy. Like, hey, why the fuck you keep asking me? I don't know what shit is. I don't got shit. I gave you a lighter. I didn't ask for it back. And now you in the store talking about, can I buy you a beer? I don't know you. I was paranoid like my brother. Hey, man, get him out of the store. I don't think he have enough money for nothing in here.
Oh, damn.
I fucked these mushrooms. I called somebody to come get me. I'm like, hey, man, come up here and follow me home. Because I don't know.
Follow you home? Yeah, you still drove your car?
Well, after when they got that?
He was like a Wolf of Wall Street, you know? Where
when I tell you I was in that parking lot for a long time going back and forth, I kind of calmed down after that.
You probably didn't.
Everybody, I felt like I did.
He said I was going back and forth in the parking lot.
In that little small parking lot. I was like, what the fuck am I doing this shit for?
Nobody from the store came and checked on you?
No security guard and them was outside?
No, ain't no security there. They probably was watching on the little cameras and shit like, why does he keep going from one parking spot to the next?
They probably thought something was wrong with your car.
Or they're like, Bob, we got another one out here.
Every time
we got another one.
He ain't left yet, so don't trip. Let's be on standby.
Is he still here?
That nigga ain't even get out the car yet. He just going back and forth. He okay.
I called for the troops. Come get me.
So what I'm going in a circle and I can't stop. Yeah, I can't get you. That part, right? I got some NASCAR shit going on.
You
going to
see me. I'm on the corner. My car going to be moving probably when you come.
So there's a force field at the end of the parking lot and it's keeping me inside.
Right? Shit, I knew I couldn't. I was like, nah, them cars moving too fast. I had enough sense. I had that much common sense left. They're like, nah, I ain't gonna make it out.
You gonna make it in the real
life. You say you ride 15 miles per hour at this point. Nah, nigga, I'm going through this at this point.
Nah, I'm going through something right
now. I ain't gonna make this.
Whatever I want, I go to the liquor store and get it. Fuck it. I sat there, drunk me some Hennessy. And I was sitting there calming down. I was like, what the fuck did I do? That bitch shouldn't have gave me that. You know what I mean? Like, that's some shit you need to tell a nigga about.
Yeah.
Once I had like a candy bar, right? It was like edible, but like it melted in my car, right? So I was just like gnawing on this at night. And by the time I was like done, like the candy bar is like almost all gone. And I was like, okay, this is about to be some shit, right? So I'm like chilling for like hours. Nothing happens. I'm like, okay, this is a dud, right? So I go to bed and I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm like reaching for this. I feel like I talked about this on our 420 show. I did. Yeah.
But it's still cool here again.
Yeah, but you know.
I wasn't here. What happened? I wasn't here.
It was 420. We talking about 420, but no. I just woke up from my sleep like reaching at the stars and I couldn't go to work.
In the I came right at the end of that.
Yeah, because I couldn't put my hair up.
You cutting this off? He always trying to cut us off and stuff.
We got to talk.
We trying to talk some shit and laugh.
I know.
Yeah.
We did that.
Fine.
We signing back on though, right?
Well.
We got to do something else after this.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. My ears are sweating.
But that's going to be something
still innovating?
Different. So. Yeah. We about to record something else. They don't got to know that. Just tap in with our other shits, you know?
That's
like,
that.
Like all the other shit that we do, tap in
that's
with all
that,
other
my nigga.
Too. But right now, this is Innovative Comedy. This is episode 44. Episode 44 of Innovative Comedy.
That's it?
When we get to episode 50, we about to have a celebration.
Hey, baby.
Celebration.
Hey, baby.
Are we clocking out?
T-Bone Tone.
Everybody, tell everybody who you are and where they can find you at and what you got going on.
Great. The purest, the dopest, Lee China White is where you can find me out on Instagram. Make sure you stay addicted by following all those links in my bio. Thick LA. We are having a brunch. If you missed this thick in some shit, the last one, here's another chance. May 1st, it's a Sunday. It's from like noon to 6. I'm half naked. And we're selling food and alcohol.
Are you led with the half naked part?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sex sells. Always.
I see it. And we're all thickies.
Let's go.
There's a lot of thick ones too.
Let's go.
Now you have to go support because she's the mother of your child now. You feel me? You gotta go support.
You know, I gotta go support. You know what I mean?
Support your baby mom.
Keep my eyes on the prize.
You gotta go support your daughter. You gotta go support your daughter.
You gonna be there. Where can everybody
go to store for some milk?
Since you gonna be there, Steve, where can everybody else find you?
Yeah,
I'm gonna be on. What am I on? Everything. Shit. Snap and chat. Hook and shot.
Is that a thing?
Tinder and Loop.
Pornhub. Couple other.
Oh, I know that's
so
a thing.
Serious.
No, listen here. I got my own porn station. I'm getting busy like the motherfucker, and you can look big stink up, big homie stink, sexy stink, stink with the missing tooth, just underscore stink.
Stink in your pink. Stink in your pink. I'm running with it.
Oh wow.
I don't like that stinky pinky.
Stink in your pink.
Mm-mm. Ooh, that sounds ain't kind of nasty. I like. This motherfucking milk is
good. What's good? Are you done?
I'm done. I'm done.
You kept going. I was like, damn.
Let me keep going now, Sunlit.
Okay, what's good? My name's Sunlit motherfucking media. You feel me? Sunlit.media on Instagram. Come find me. We here at 33rd Compound and all that. Go at us. We have great things coming up. May 17th, we have our next Taco Tuesday. We have tons of events this month. Tap in. If you want your podcast, tap into Innovative Motherfucking Culture.
You got that motherfucker in though.
I know.
There's a couple of them in there.
Yeah.
I counted three. I counted three.
Motherfucker.
Yes, sir. I am. I am Mr. Conductor, my first class podcast. YouTube streaming right now. Episode 3/4 will be dropping tomorrow, man. Y'all check that out. By the time this come out, it's already going to be out. May 13th. Artists, independent artists, if you're listening to this, man, May 13th in Atlanta, Georgia, tap in with me. That's Conductor on Instagram, CON9UCTOR. All right. It's a free performance, man. Free vendors, free parking, free entry. Game 6 Music Festival, man, hosted by Generation Now artist Rich Trapper. All right. So make sure you tap in with me.
You had me at free parking. Hey, it's your girl, Milk It. You can follow me on Instagram at MilkIt_media. Follow my website milkitmediamarketing.com, and you can always see me on Mondays. New episodes dropping. Chop It Up Barbershop Talk with my girl Annie B, produced by Innovative Culture, and shout out to DJ Punch engineering today.
Hey,
Tony Grahams. Follow me on IG at Tony Grahams. I'll be at Crow's Nest tonight hosting the comedy show that starts around 8:45, and we're gonna be up there. Then we just chill. I got a few other things coming up, but you can just check out my website and pick up everything from there.
What's your website?
It's the link is in the bio, actually.
But tell us what it is.
It's just like all my literally all my shows.
No, but what are they going to type in to go to your website? Is it TonyGrahams.com?
It's a Cash Drop. Damn. Oh, yeah. Cash Drop Biz.
Shout out to B Fox.
Tony Grahams.
B Fox Management.
Yeah. Yeah. Cash Drop Biz at Tony Grahams. Just right here with Tony Grahams. Yeah, it's just a link in my bio. Yeah, that's
cashdrop.biz/Tony Grahams.
Boo.
All right. No,
there you go. Thank you, Sean.
You know, I got you. I got you, Britt. That was for Britt.
All right.
That's it, Tony.
Don't get the show in your ass up already. All right.
No. I'm cool as
damn. The show tonight at the Crow's Nest.
No.
See, he said yeah, and then that's said something else.
Go ahead, Cam.
Is Britt going?
Yeah.
Tonight? Oh, I was just wondering.
I don't know. She said, I don't know.
Slide my DM. Hey, Cam, where can
I'm
we follow
cool
you at?
Cool Ass Cam, the coolest motherfucker on the planet. And y'all can follow me at Cool Ass Cam. That's COOLAZZCAM. And y'all can Google that shit. And I don't got nothing else to say. And I'm done talking. And I appreciate y'all. And we out of this bitch.
Motherfucker.
Out of this bitch.
Motherfucker.
Innovative.